As human paleontologists, we want to know why and how organisms change over time. Why is it that living things have ancestors different from themselves? Why is it that there is a descent with modification? Now, we find the evidence of this in many areas of science, including the fossil record. Evolution is essentially a natural process whereby there is change in gene frequencies in populations from generation to generation. And Charles Darwin succinctly described evolution as descent with modification. Charles Darwin was a British naturalist born in 1809. He was a rather indifferent student when he went to Christ College, Cambridge, but had the good luck to fall into the company of some very eminent geologists and biologists at that institution. And this got him interested in natural history. This interest was enhanced when he had a five-year voyage aboard a ship called the Beagle, a British ship that was sent out on commission to chart coastlines in South America and other countries. And in this worldwide trip, Charles Darwin came to recognize that indeed species must change over time. A part of this evidence came from the fossil record that he found in Patagonia, where he noted that many of the reptiles there showed similarities to living reptiles, but were not the same. They must have changed over time. In the Galapagos Islands in the Pacific, he was impressed by the tremendous diversity of the animals there, particularly the birds. This led him to ponder the reasons for change over time and for diversity of individuals within a species. He took this information from his voyage on the Beagle and from much reading that he had engaged in over the years, and by the time he was 50 years of age, produced a book called The Origin of Species. Now, he had thought about the theory of why species change over time for a very, very long time. But the impact of The Origin of Species was that it contained a thesis whereby evolution might be explained. Charles Darwin was aware of breeders of horses, dogs, pigeons, other animal breeders who could select by means of allowing some individuals of a litter to survive the kinds of animals that they desired to sell. That is, there was artificial selection. Charles Darwin also read Malthus' famous essay on population. These ideas and many, many others, including his own field experience aboard the Beagle, led him to conclude that there must be a process in nature whereby some individuals were selected for survival and consequently had a greater opportunity to leave offspring. He called this natural selection, in contrast to what the horse and dove and animal breeders were calling artificial selection. And he was aware that this was a driving force for the change of populations over time. Now, society was only partially prepared for this new idea. In fact, Darwin was lampooned in many respects, in literature and in cartoon art, because his ideas ran counter to the accepted notions of the day about creation and the origins of humans. It's interesting that during the period that Darwin was writing The Origin of Species, a colleague of his by the name of Alfred Russel Wallace, then in Southeast Asia, wrote to him about his theory of the mechanism of evolution, and it turned out to be the same as Charles Darwin's, natural selection. This was a surprise to Darwin, Charles Darwin, that there had been someone thinking along these same lines for so long a period of time. But he graciously gave equal credit to Wallace for conceiving of the idea of natural selection. Wallace also wrote later in his life books on this subject, but Darwin has received the bulk of the credit. And this was the first time the scientific community had an opportunity to see and understand an argument for how change could occur in species over time that was not based upon theories that could not be proven or based upon supernatural explanation.